Okay, and my question on the remuneration report is, I don't think I've seen a company that controls such a large asset pool and is worth so much, paying its executive team so little for a long time. And a CEO on 670,000 is a throwback about 10 years ago. So I'm not going to vote against your remuneration report, and I'm just curious as to why all these blokes up in the, sorry, all these executives up in the front row are working for so little. I mean, and I'm interested in your comment about Pacific Road only being taken on an hourly basis. Clearly, it's part of the culture of this company to keep costs down, which is, you know, appropriate for a regulated business like this. But how do you attract and retain your executive team when you pay so much less than AGL, Origin, Babcock and Macquarie Bank and all the other players in this industry? It's a very unusual situation. Well done.
I'm not sure that your comment is entirely correct, but I'm sure Nino and his management team, I think, welcomes your comment. But just to add something, Mr. Mayne, the Remuneration and Nomination Committee surveys the market and benchmark our remuneration against a universe of companies that we deem are relevant for our industry. And we ensure that we are pitched competitively against this universe of companies. But having said that, you know, it is, we do review, you know, our total comp regularly. And if we do sort of get out of line, we'll certainly take the necessary action. But I'm sure as of now, you know, Nino and his team are not sort of unhappy with the remuneration level, let me say. But anyway, thank you very much for coming.